president, who had, is supposed to be back at home, went today in the afternoon, and our party and the Senegalese citizens are ready to be there with him. But we have a problem because the government has decided to close Dakar Airport tomorrow afternoon between 2 to 8 o'clock p.m. It does mean just President Wade is forbidden to be in Dakar tomorrow. It is the first thing. The second thing, we decided when President Wade arrived to organize a meeting, a popular meeting in Dakar. The government has not authorized this meeting. And they decided that parking is forbidden in all avenues until the Dakar airport, because President Wade is very popular and population decided to be in the street and are waiting for him.
Did you request to have a rally at the airport?
No, we don't need a request. You know, if someone is coming, his supporters have the right to go to airport just to say hello and welcome. And we have to do that, welcome Abdoulaye Wade. They cannot forbid that because they have the right to do that.
Why did the government say that you should not hold your rally?
Yeah, because they fear Abdoulaye Wade, because President Macky Sall is very unpopular. His government is very unpopular. The Prime Minister is very unpopular. And the Senegalese citizens are unsatisfied. It is why they fear a lot that President Wade will be acclaimed by a popular rally in the street.
What does the president make of the allegations of corruption against his son?
There is no tie between his coming back and his son. President Wade has to go back home. And who come back home? He's coming back at home, and he has the right to come back home.
The president has given an interview to the French newspaper Le Monde, and he has said that the government decision to go after his son is a witch hunt, and it's being done so that his son cannot run for president in 2017.
The next president's election is in 3 years, and President Wade has said that he will not be interested for a rally. But now, you know, he is a fighter for human rights. He was a fighter for democracy. And he runs for democracy during 26 years in opposition. And President Wade said that now, at this time, with the new president, there is no transparency. There is no justice. The principal leaders of our opposition and our party are not authorized to leave the country. And we have 10 persons from us who now are in jail without evidence.